A defibrillator is probably the single most important piece of equipment on an emergency ambulance. We're not obviously just used to defibrillate someone in cardiac arrest, but they're also for our paramedics to monitor someone with a heart condition. And in a locality like the Isle of Sheppey, they're especially important because we use them to monitor patients on long journeys across the Medway Hospital. So, I mean, it's undoubtedly put lives at risk. You know, people need to realise the seriousness of their actions. We have contingencies in place and we've used those to move ambulances from every areas into Sheppey. But a small site like Sheppey, three vehicles is almost all of our available emergency ambulances. So for a time, there's definitely a risk there and lives were put at risk. The cost of the equipment itself and the damage were well into thousands, but there's actually little or no sell-on value for the equipment. It's obviously insured with us, but the real cost of their actions is putting lives at risk by forcing vehicles off the road and equipment off the road at a time when we're already extremely busy and struggling with demand. It's incredibly frustrating. As a paramedic myself, I struggle to understand the mentality of someone that would forcibly break into an ambulance station and steal equipment that's used day in, day out to save lives. We've not had any feedback from the police as yet. I understand investigations are ongoing, and as I said, it's the latest in a number of incidents across the Trust. We do have CCTV at our sites and on some of our ambulances, so we're doing everything with Kent Police to try and bring those responsible to justice.